Hi, I'm Sarah Flower, COVID-19 reporter for KSUT and an employee of Fort Lewis College. Today we are joined with Fort Lewis College President Tom Stridicus to talk about how this pandemic has affected the college campus and what to look forward to as the campus opens up to students, faculty, and staff this month. President Stridicus, thanks so much for joining us here today.
Happy to be here, Sarah, and excited to talk about the fall 2020, which will be like no other fall for Fort Lewis College.
Ain't that the truth? Well, as school is starting, you know, this is an issue for K-12 and certainly higher ed with how do we open safely and for the mental health and physical health and well-being of everybody. But I do feel like Fort Lewis College certainly has more or different challenges in terms of dorms and dining halls. Let's talk about what fall and opening of 2020 looks like for you.
Well, it's going to look different. And what I would say is certainly every institution has a set of challenges it has to face. We also have a set of advantages. We're a small institution with class sizes that are naturally smaller in nature, with a big open space campus and a community that really cares about its students. So we've taken that concept, the concept of community caring, and really made that the hallmark of our plan and tried to communicate to our students that essentially their behavior, what they do in terms of the compliance of things that we're asking them to do, it's not just going to affect them, it's going to affect their student colleagues' cousins and student colleagues' aunts and uncles. And we have had students who've been impacted by the virus. So we know that our students care about this. And so we have put a series of things in place across learning, residence halls, campus life that are going to look very different that we think are going to mitigate the burden of disease and keep students at least as safe as they'd be in their home community and allow them to continue to advance in their own academic and intellectual careers.
A lot of things are in place. And let's talk about some of the big changes that students and faculty and staff might see on campus that they hadn't until this time.
Yeah. So let me first start about what we're calling our pillars of mitigation. First thing is masks, not buffs, because we've seen some evidence that buffs might not be effective. But cloth masks are going to be required in on all indoor spaces and outdoor spaces in the heart of campus. So we want to normalize mask wearing. That's thing number one. Thing number two, we're going to be testing all students who live in residence halls on our campus, COVID testing. So we'll understand the burden of disease that we're dealing with. We'll understand where our population is, and we'll be able to isolate those students who may test positive. And then number three, we've changed the academic schedule. About 15% of our courses will be fully online. Another 35% will have what we call remote access, where it will be a physical class that teachers will be teaching, but students can beam into remotely. And then another 50% will be face-to-face, but we're utilizing tents outdoors to teach. We're moving classes around in different classrooms so people maintain 6 feet distance. And we're using places like the ballroom where we may have had public events before, but to really space people out. Dining will look different as well. Dining will be grab and go. And it will be a different feel of campus. And we've been really clear with our community that if you're not ready to come and really live by this, not only when you're on campus, but when you're in the community, don't come. And the response has been great. It's really the students who have called us and said, hey, how are we going to walk? Are we walking down the hall in one direction? Are we wearing masks? And the answer is yes and yes. And I've just been so proud of how our students have reacted to this challenge as well.
President Stridicus, across the nation and certainly here regionally, we're seeing this upward tick in positive COVID-19 cases in the demographic of 20 to 29-year-olds. And furthermore, this virus is negatively impacting Indigenous communities, Latinx communities, and the Black community. And so here you are at Fort Lewis College with some of the greatest diversity that this community sees is right up on the rim on campus. So let's talk to that and unpack this a little bit.
Well, as the community knows, and as you know, Sarah, one of the largest groups of students we serve within the Native American community, because the Native American community is very diverse within itself, are Navajo students. And there are no students who, Navajo students better than any other students, understand the seriousness of this disease. They understand the impact that it has had on their community. And so I'd say two things that are so important. First, our students are going to be leaders on this. I fully expect that when our students come back to campus, again, many of them are here this summer. We still have students living in residence halls. We have students taking classes this summer. But when our students come back, I fully expect that they're going to be the leaders. They're going to be the ones in our community who are wearing their masks when they're going into City Market, who are wearing it in the parking lot, who are showing the good behavior that we need to reduce the burden of disease. Many of the 20 to 29-year-olds are asymptomatic, and we know that asymptomatic transfer can certainly happen, but we know that mask wearing reduces asymptomatic transfers. We really think that our students can lead the way here because of the experience that they've had. Secondarily, we also know Durango as a community does such a great job of welcoming Fort Lewis, and we want to make sure that our community understands that our students have, their communities have been impacted, that we're doing everything we can to reduce the burden of disease. But we want to avoid xenophobia or discrimination that can sometimes happen when that we've seen happen with COVID, with, you know, kind of othering people from different cultures and different backgrounds. And so we think there's a real opportunity just to continue the strong work that Fort Lewis stands for and the strong work that Fort Lewis has done in this regard.
It's pretty impressive as testing has been limited. Mercy cut back their testing. I know San Juan Basin Health Department has tried to increase and get different partnerships, but that you are able to test your student body and maybe some faculty and staff mixed in there too, that is a huge lead to be able to define the disease and where it is.
Well, Sarah, when we put a stake in the ground around being an in-person institution in the fall, and the reason we did this is because the hallmark of what Fort Lewis does is hands-on experiential learning and creating a sense of well-being and belonging for our students. And that's difficult to do in a completely digital environment. In mid-June, case counts were low, as you know. We saw the increase over the summer, and we knew we had to pivot immediately. And I would just say the staff who led this part of the work are consistent with the staff and faculty who have led all parts of the work. People have been making changes and adjustments last minute. So we're testing every student who comes onto campus in a drive-through mechanism to live in the residence halls. We'll have available testing that first week of students, as well as periodic testing throughout the year. So we knew that understanding the disease, we knew that tracking the disease and being able to symptom track are going to be the best way for us to control it.
President Stridicus, is there anything else that you'd like to add for us here today?
Well, one of the things I want to say is I do feel very confident about the plan that our faculty and staff have put in place. We're doing the work in so many ways that governments were designed to do. Our people are thinking about supply chain. They're thinking about how to isolate students. They're thinking about test turnaround time. They're thinking about testing procurement. And in so many ways, this is what the federal government's role should have been in mitigating this crisis. So while I feel optimistic about the work that we've done on this campus, it is important to note that the districts and universities across the country are really substituting in so many ways for the role that should have been played by central government.
Tom Stridicus, president of Fort Lewis College, thanks so much for joining us here today on KSUT.